Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Good morning, Mr. Grady. My name is Irene Fisher, and I work for Green Giant Groceries. This message is about the distribution agreement we made with your farm. I'm working on the delivery schedule right now. It will include the weekly deliveries we've previously discussed, and I'm trying to make them at times that are in line with your farm's production rate. It would be helpful to have an estimate of how large your weekly produce shipments will be, though. So if you could, please let me know about that as soon as you can. Thanks, Mr. Grady.
Number 71. Where does the listener work? Number 72. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 73. What does the speaker ask the listener to submit? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to Harrington Art Museum. My name is Rupert, and I'll be your guide this morning. Our main exhibitions are on the first floor of the building. We also have some outdoor exhibits that you can enjoy in the grounds of the building. The weather should be clear all morning. Also, don't forget that we're running a competition this week. If you pick up a quiz sheet from the information desk and answer all of the questions correctly, you'll receive a voucher for $20 that can be redeemed in our gift shop.
Number 74. Where most likely does the speaker work? Number 75. What does the speaker say?
The weather should be clear all morning.
Number 76. What does the speaker say is happening this week? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
Listen up, everyone. The Carlson Street branch of Grady Home Furnishings is trying to make room for several new ranges of incoming stock. That means we need to hold a huge sale in order to shift our current items. The sale will begin this Saturday at 10 a.m. We'll be offering discounts on various items, such as sofas, dining tables, and desks. If you visit our website at www.gradyhome.com, you can take a look at our full list of stock, including the special reduced prices. We hope to see you at our store this weekend.
Number 77. What is the advertisement mainly about? Number 78. What type of business is being advertised? Number 79. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do on a website? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. Hello, everyone. As you might have heard, Dr. Alberto Lorenz has decided to open up a new research department at the end of September. We will be hiring some new staff for the positions, and we'll mostly search for recent graduates through job hunting websites. However, I would like to remind all of you that it is possible to transfer if you'd like to. It's our policy to encourage staff to get experience and training in as many fields as possible. I believe this strengthens our company overall. So, there will be a presentation about Dr. Lorenz's plans next week. If you'd like to learn more, let your supervisor know that you're planning to be there. Number 80. What is Alberto Lorenz planning to do? Number 81. What company policy does the speaker mention? Number 82. According to the speaker, why should the listeners talk to a manager? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
I'm Omari Garrett, and I'll be showing you around the manufacturing plant here at Renfrew Furniture. I know that all of you are interested in viewing our facilities before you decide whether or not to invest in our firm. By becoming investors here, you'll be able to influence decisions made by the board of directors, in addition to receiving several benefits. As you walk around the facility today, please take the time to speak to our valued employees, who will be happy to explain work processes to you. But before we begin the tour, I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Craig Renfrew, who founded this company more than 20 years ago.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 84. What does the woman recommend the listeners do? Number 85. What will the listeners do next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for taking the time to attend this brief workshop. Now, as you all know, the rest of the maintenance crew and I have been hard at work installing the new security doors on each floor of the office. So today, I'll explain how they can be accessed throughout the day. Now, some people think this is an unnecessary measure, but research shows that data theft crimes are on the rise in our industry. By taking some extra steps, we can prevent some bad scenarios. Anyway, now I'll pass out the security cards you'll need to use between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. to enter the office.
Number 86. What department does the speaker work in? Number 87. What is the topic of the workshop? Number 88. What will the listeners do next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Barney Prentice, Regional Sales Manager at Radical Clothing Designs. You called me last week about purchasing some of our customizable T-shirts, so I'm calling you back with some information. You mentioned that you want to buy them for all volunteers helping out at your town's annual craft fair. Well, if you order at least 50 of them, we will waive the shipping fee on your order. I think you said that your event is happening this weekend. In that case, please get in touch to let me know what you want printed on the T-shirts. We don't have many orders to fill this week.
Number 89. What is the speaker calling about? Number 90. What does the speaker offer the listener? Number 91. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"We don't have many orders to fill this week"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome, listeners. You're tuned into my show, Cooking with Lydia. I'm Lydia Ryder, owner of a successful restaurant and a chef for more than 30 years. I'm here with more tips on cooking for beginners. Today, I want to tell you how to create an impressive meal when hosting a dinner party at your home. Now, hosting a dinner party can be rather expensive, but it is possible to keep the cost of a dinner party low if you follow a few simple guidelines. And keeping costs at a minimum does not mean that you need to use low-quality ingredients. Now, I'll give you my top 5 tips for planning a successful yet inexpensive meal that will amaze your guests.
Number 92. Why is the speaker qualified to host the show? Number 93. What does the speaker say?
Hosting a dinner party can be rather expensive.
Number 94. What will the speaker most likely do next? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and pictures. Good afternoon, passengers. Welcome aboard bus 553 headed for East New Bigging. Now that we are on our way, feel free to get up and use the restroom at the back of the bus if necessary. Otherwise, please remain seated and keep your seatbelt fastened. We'll be passing through several old towns today, so you'll be able to see a few historic landmarks from the bus windows. Right now, we're passing the famous Burnside Fountain, which was built in the 17th century. You can find more information about the fountain and the other landmarks on the tourist map in the seat pocket in front of you. Enjoy the ride. Number 95. What does the speaker say that passengers are now permitted to do? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Where most likely is the bus now? Number 97. According to the speaker, how can the listeners get more information? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and graph.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for making time in your schedule for this executive meeting for the Halliday Broadcasting Company. As we've been discussing, we need to acquire a new show to support our full primetime lineup, and we've been exploring four options in particular. First, although it scored well with the test audience, Second Chance Hospital is just too expensive to produce. Furthermore, we've decided that we already have enough game shows on our channel. That leaves us with one candidate, and the $20 million expected production cost will work within our budget. The show's creator, Robert Orris, has joined us today, and he'll walk us through the filming schedule he hopes to follow. If it fits our plan, then our decision should be finalized.
Number 98. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which show will most likely be acquired? Number 100. What will Robert Orris talk about next?